I have a confession. My biggest fear is being alone. I am so afraid. I am so terrified that with time, I have found, or rather have tried to give myself comfort that I really did not realize this up until recently. How, you might ask? Well, let's get into it. Hi, my name is Molly. Welcome back to the cruise. If it's your first time here, I'm happy to have you join us. See, on the side of the internet, well, we have days where we're truly living, we're thriving, we're winning, and we have days where we're barely surviving. But don't be alarmed, because just like you, we're trying to figure things out. We are trying to be happy, trying to live life authentically, trying to find peace. So yeah, welcome to this side. To anyone who's listened to my previous episodes, that is How I Relate to Me Part 1, and some parts of Love and Timing, I know you probably have a lot of questions, so let's get into that. Also, if you haven't listened to those episodes, please do. Some pretty interesting stuff, if I do say so myself. back to this. I'm extremely nervous. I don't really know why I'm feeling this way, but I am. So please excuse the long pauses, excuse my speech. One, I did not lie when I said I like to be alone. If anything, I think my definition of being alone and actually being alone are two different things. See, I like being alone physically. I like my space. Okay? However, I do like to feel the presence of others around me. I like to feel the energies. But I like to feel that energy in a way. How do I explain this? Like, I like to feel wanted, needed, you know? Like, you want to know what's happening in my life, you want me in your life, you need me to do something for you. Just me existing in my own world, yet people want me to be a part of theirs. That's how I define being alone. I realized that I'm terrified of being alone a few days ago, actually. And it wasn't willingly. If anything, it was terrifying. It was hurtful. I remember I was just, you know, sitting on my bed. Yeah. And then I had this heaviness in my heart. And I just sat there with that emotion for a while, and I just started to cry, and all I could think about was, weirdly, Philippians 1:21, which says, to live is by Christ, to die is gain. I actually did not want to be alive. How this came to be. So, it was really a day. And I think it was a day where everything I'd been avoiding for so long just came together and blew up in my face. So during the day, my dad called me and he wanted me to speak to my sister, who's his firstborn child from his second marriage. She was scheduled to do her KCP exams, which by the time you're listening to this, she's actually finished. So KCP exams are quite a huge deal in Kenya. the KCPE, this is the it's a national exam that decides, that kind of like helps the education system send students to different high schools. So it kind of like decides your future in high school. And so my dad really wanted me to speak to her and just make sure her mind is, you know, in the right place, she's prepared, just be like the big sister and whatever. So I was like, yeah, cool, send me her number, I will talk to her. So he did, and I did speak to her, and then I called my dad and I was like, yo, I spoke to her, she's good, do not really worry about her, she's got this. And my dad went ahead to tell me how much he loves, you know, my sister, and how much she reminds him of his mom, my grandma. It was a bittersweet moment. Now, if anyone knows me, they'll probably tell you I've always wanted to hear my dad say that about me. So I was kind of sad, a bit jealous, sad, yeah. And I was happy. I was happy for my dad because he got the second chance to be a parent and to, you know, be the dad that he always wanted to be. And at that moment, I realized my dad is really a good dad. Like, I could feel it and I was proud of him. But I was also sad. And just, you know, that day, just again, the beginning of this month, one of my friends and I got into this huge, huge fight. And this friend of mine, since this whole pandemic, I think the pandemic brought us closer, and we'd spend days together. If I wasn't at home, I was at their house. We'd run errands together, like that was my go-to. And we got into a fight, and our friendship kind of, you know, ended. And me now spending time with her just kind of like was out of the question, and I was more by myself. Also, this year my birthday was really not the best. I was by myself for the first time in like a few years. Actually, I haven't been alone on my birthday for a while. I've actually never been alone on my birthday for a while. And this is the first birthday that my mom did not wish me a happy birthday. Yeah, so yeah, shitty birthday, fight with my friend, and that whole thing with my dad. Second, around this time, not actually today or when you listen to this episode, but around the time that I was crying, would have been my 1 year anniversary with my ex. And so, you know, emotions were running high, and this specific relationship, I thought, you know, would last longer than it actually did. So kind of like hurt my feelings, and I was just crying, and I was like, okay, your relationship, you know how your mind is like, you know how that head voice is like, so yeah, that head voice was like, like, you know what, your relationship did not work out, your friend who you'd spend every day with is gone, you were alone on your birthday, your dad is moving on with his life. On top of that, there's one of my friends whom we were super, super close, but of late it's been feeling like, you know, we're just not really speaking the same language, we're not in the same atmosphere, I guess. It's like she's moving on and she has this life that I'm not a part of, and wow, I'm so breathless. So everything just hit me at once, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I was crying. And it was sad, and I was like, I'm by myself. And at the time, my mom and I weren't speaking, and I was like, oh my God. And even right now, looking at all my friends, everyone is doing something, and everyone is whatever, whatever. And I know I should be happy for them, and I am happy for them. It just feels like everyone is moving on, and you know how you're standing, and everyone is like so far away from you and you're by yourself. Yeah, that's how I was feeling. So yeah, I was crying, and at the time all I could think about was, like I said, Philippians 1:21, and I was like, I really don't want to be here. And I was like, to live is by Christ, but to die is gain. I don't want to be here. And then I went, my head was like, you know, in the book of Romans, it says nothing can separate us from the love of God through Christ. And how Jesus, and I kept remembering how Jesus would speak about going to heaven and being reunited with his Father. And I was like, yes, I want that. I really don't want to be here. I don't want to feel this pain of being by myself. I don't want to feel this pain of seeing everyone I love and everyone I care about move forward and move on with their lives, and I'm here by myself. I don't want that. I want to go, you know. I want to go. I just don't. And I just said to myself, I need you, Lord, and I need you to glorify your name, because this actually sucks. It does. And then I started to think about, before I could even find sleep, I started to think about this whole thing where you get married, have beautiful kids, wonderful family, and then ding ding ding, your spouse dies. That for me was terrifying. It was terrifying, to say the least, because over the past few months I have been telling myself that I enjoy my singleness, but you know, in reality I've not been really enjoying it, because I mean, it's like I'm holding a plate. And instead of focusing on what's in my plate or on my plate, I'm focusing on what someone else has. So it's been like I'm enjoying my singleness, because guess what? Molly is preparing herself to be someone's wife. And I've been telling myself over the past few months, you know what? I'm ready to be married, and I want to get married young. You know, that Justin Bieber and Hailey type of thing. And, you know, just going from my family home to my marital home, and it was from a point of fear, because I know at one point or the other I have to leave home, but I don't want to leave home and be out in the world by myself. I want to leave home and be with someone. Like I said, I've tried and I've found ways to comfort myself and to hold myself and to fill that void. And now that I think about it, most of the times we don't really realize that we're running from something, because we've been running for so long, it becomes default. I remember one of my exes would always tell me, you need to be alone. Like, you really need to be alone. You really need time for yourself. And at that time, I would constantly think to myself, does this dude have second thoughts or something? And me having attachment anxiety, I would just try to hold on to that relationship in any way possible. And now that I think about it, like I said, we have a mind that works in weird ways. Like, your mind will try to kind of like feel certain things, give you certain things to replace that which you're lacking, and you really are not, you can only run for so long, is what I'm saying. Personally, for me, I've never thought it was a problem, but I've always sort of been looking for validation or for people to care. And I remember, and now that I think about it, it also comes from how I speak to my friends. You know, you only say enough to have them wanting to know more. And it should not be that way, because those are my friends. And, you know, it could be anything. It doesn't really... Okay, mine me being saying about talking about my fear of being alone is just, it's just what relates to me. But what is it that you are personally running away from? Is it that you're so terrified of commitment that you keep, you know, having this flings and you're hooking up with someone new every single day and you think it's giving you some sort of status or higher ranking amongst your friends, but in reality it's just that you're afraid of commitment? Is it that you're so afraid of failure that you don't even work hard anymore? You've given up. You're just like, oh, I'm not bright, I'm not book smart, so what? You don't try, but in reality you're afraid of failing. Is it that, you know, you're so afraid of speaking up and voicing your opinions that all your life you've just been a yes person? You've always put others before yourself in the name of, I care for people, I know how to fix people, it's a weakness that I have, or I love people and I care for them. But in reality, you're just afraid of, you know, speaking up. It could be anything. We have these fears and these things that we haven't really. And I'm realizing everyone, not really everyone, but I'm realizing that most people have these things that they haven't really faced. And because you haven't faced them and you haven't really, or you were aware of certain things in your life, but you've tried to find ways or things to hide that it's become your everyday life. And it's really not a good place to be. Yes, it's comfortable, but comfortable is not always the best thing. And one thing I can tell you from my experience is you can only run for so long. You can only do something for so long. I've been running from this fear of being alone for a while, and I could only do it for so long. And if I had not realized this right now, I'm sure in one way or another it would have come out. In one way or another, I would have been forced to face this. You know, some people are fortunate enough to be in a position where they spot certain things and they work on them. Others, life will force you to, you know, bring this out, to kind of like face certain things. I am in a space where I'm like, I am terrified, yes, but at the same time, I am willing to face this and to work on this and to face this fear of being alone, to change how I relate with my friends, how I relate with other people. And, you know, the next person coming into my life will have a different experience. I do not want to speak to my friends and look at them as, I don't want to look at my friends and feel bad when my friends are successful because I feel like they're leaving me behind. I don't want to feel bad when my friends have other friends and they hang out with those other friends because I feel like they're leaving me behind. And I don't want to feel sad when I walk away from relationships and friendships that aren't really serving me and are toxic because I'm afraid of what is ahead of me, because I don't really want to be alone. And I don't want to be going from relationship, and after relationship is over, I am counting the days until I get into a new one. I don't want that to be my daily life. And I know you don't want whatever it is you're facing to consume you, whatever that you're running from, to dictate your life and to dictate your story and to hold you back from what you're supposed to accomplish in this life, because you're supposed to do more. Everyone in life has a purpose and everyone is supposed to do more and to elevate yourself and others as well. And I believe if we do not look within ourselves, we cannot really unlock certain things about ourselves. I am terrified, but I am also in a space where I want to really, just really be alone. Like, I don't want to be needed. I don't want to be wanted. Like, I want to cut off communication and just go live under a rock or something and just figure myself out. I want to make decisions by myself. Like, I want to get something for me because I said so. You know, not really thinking, this would be good with this, that, nothing. I don't want to make a decision thinking about anyone else by myself. And saying that out loud and even making that decision scares me, because I'm afraid that I will lose certain people, and I will miss out on some things. And I have so much love in my heart, and I would like to see where certain friendships or certain relationships would go, but I am not in a place to mentally or physically do that, because I'm choosing to be by myself. And I'm trying to comfort myself and tell myself that everything happens for a reason, and everyone who was meant to be in my life will stay, and those who leave, well, they weren't meant to be there in the first place. But that doesn't mean that it does not hurt. That doesn't mean that there's no pain. I feel that pain, and I look at my relationships with my friends, and I'm like, if I make this decision to be by myself, to be alone, and to focus on being alone and conquering this fear, what will I miss out on? What will I lose? And, you know, that in itself scares me, but like I said, there's more to win than there is to lose. And I think that is kind of like what is motivating me to be like, yeah, maybe I can do this, because not every day is good. Some days I do rethink a lot of things, because I feel like with my fear of being alone, I find myself more often than not, one, oversharing, two, overcaring, being over tolerant. Like, I know, looking back, there's some situations that I could have handled differently. There's some situations where I could have walked out of sooner, but I did not, because like I said, I was terrified of being by myself and standing by myself, that I really did not go after certain things. And I want to do that. I want to do that. I really I want to do that. I want to be in that space. I want to be in that space where I like my own company so much that I don't really care if you want me to be in your life or not. I don't want to look to other people to find my worth. I don't want to look into other people to, like, if someone doesn't speak to me, doesn't need to hurt me, doesn't, there's so much. I basically just don't want to be afraid of being alone. And I know it will take time. But yeah. So let's make a pact, you know. Let's make a pact. Let's face our fears. Let's face our fears. Let's do that. Yeah, let's face our fears. To be happy, to be at peace. We're facing our fears and leaving our fears behind us. They cannot cripple us anymore. They cannot hold us back from our destinies and our purposes and fulfilling that which we're meant to fulfill. So, you know, running away from a fear of commitment, it is what? Depriving you of finding true love, feeling and sharing true love. So, you know, let's face that. Let's take time and, you know, look within ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I afraid of? Why do I do this? You know, why do I always put everyone's needs above my own? Why do I have a new girl every weekend? I know I'm smart. Why am I not, you know, speaking up in class? Why am I not, you know? Do not be like afraid of any, let's conquer our fears is all I'm saying. Let's go and conquer our fears one step at a time. Let's really do this, because I believe we can. It's not impossible. It's really not. Yes, it is terrifying. It is terrifying to sit with your thoughts and, you know, question certain things. But I think it's also healing. It's peaceful and it's happy, and we should do that. I do. I really do. I do. I just... And My Instagram link is going to be at the end of this, at the episode description, and you know, you can send in your voice message through the link, again, also on the episode description. So, you know, just if you're free, if you feel like it, you could, you know, shoot me a DM. We could talk about facing our fears together, you know, just giving each other strength. And yeah. And you can also share this episode with your friends, your family members, you know, and you can talk about this, you know, you can make it like a challenge with your friend, your spouse, and you could face that fear together. And yeah, we could break down those mental blocks and, you know, get to that point where we're happy, we're at peace. I am terrified, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm excited. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to me. I really hope I made sense. I really hope this episode speaks to you. It pushes you and it drives you to face your fears, because I really, really want to see you happy, and I really, really want to see you at peace and crushing it, and, you know, doing the best you can and living your life authentically. Until next time, I am so breathless. I do not really know why I get so nervous when I record episodes. But I love you so, so much. Thank you for being a part of this episode with me. Thank you for being a part of this podcast and this cruise with me up until now. I love you guys. If you like this episode, leave a nice review. Don't forget to share it. I love you so, so much. I would really, really love to hear from you and, you know, hear how you're facing your fears and breaking down those mental barriers and just being the best you and blooming, you know, because I really know you can. I believe in you. I love you. And I will see you on the next episode. But until then, spread love and light. Bye.